Room. It's 844 with the Musers here on a Monday morning, and the morning after every Cowboy game, we get a hold of the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, who joins us now on the ticket hotline as we say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Actually, I'm pretty angry this morning.
I bet your team lost to arch-rival Philadelphia.
That is true. I can confirm that this morning that we did lose to them. Apparently I'm the only one in our organization that actually hates the Eagles.
Yeah, what's going on with all that post-game celebration down in the field?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I was very angry that our team wasn't a little bit more disappointed in the loss last night. You had Garrett Topp, the Princeton punk. He was smiling, but just like he'd convinced two girls to kiss each other when he ran across that field. And, then you had Tayshard Choice getting Michael Vick's autograph.
Yeah,
that just fried me. I ought to fire his ass right now, but I won't because I'm a bad GM, but that's not all. Martellus Bennett, I don't know if you know this, but he got DeSean Jackson to sign his chest.
That's chest.
And Igor Olshansky threw a party for Max Gene Gillis. Right there on the 40-yard line.
Oh, that's taken it way too far.
Then Jesse Holly was over on our sidelines trying to get Tony Romo's autograph. What was that about?
I guess he's just glad to be in the league, huh?
And afterwards, in the locker room, I caught Jason Garrett rubbing down a giggling and shirtless Andy Reid with EVO.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Andy Reid loves that extra virgin chinola oil, doesn't he?
I guess so.
That's the first I've heard of it, but I guess so.
Well, it just pisses me off because, you know, here I thought we were going to be playing in the Super Bowl in our own stadium.
Right.
Now I realize that I've basically built a $1.2 billion party tent in which we can celebrate our losses. Kind of makes me want to Cobain myself, Chip.
Oh,
wow. Talk me out of that, George.
That's a little dark.
You're the only one that can save me.
Me? Why me?
Talk me out of it.
Well, hey, at least you got on 60 Minutes last night. That was kind of cool.
That is true, and it is, and it was now and then.
What'd you think of the interview?
Well, I was on the 60 Minutes. I was there with my watery eyes and horse teeth smiling.
Oh, God.
But there was a lot of stuff that didn't make it on the show. They followed me home to my Highland Park mansion, and they saw me take Jerry Jr. over my knee and give him the what's for with my silver and blue slipper.
What did he do?
He spilled paint in the playroom like a dumbass.
Isn't he a little old to be spanking?
Isn't he a little old to be painting in the playroom?
But they didn't show that on 60 Minutes. They edited that out. They did show some stuff. We went back to my daddy's grocery store there.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was nice. And we visited a lot of the sites from my youth. We went to my first job, my first school. Not all of this made it, but first school, the place where I first head pushed a girl.
Sorry.
Place where I stabbed my first hobo. You know, a lot of those rites of passages that they visited just to kind of get to know me better. We saw them all.
Well, that's kind of weird.
And I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, but when are you guys talking about the 60 Minutes thing?
Actually, coming up next here in a few minutes. Yeah,
60 Minutes, not Minjits.
But I'm always worried about going broke. And I don't know if I told this on 60 Minutes, but one time I was at Love Field, and
I tried to rent
a car, and a woman there cut up my credit card.
Yeah, you told that.
Yeah, we've heard that story 600 times.
That's desperation.
Yeah.
Desperation.
Sure enough.
That's tough times. And I think I told the story on 60 Minutes about when we signed Dion. About how Stephen pulled a knife on me.
I don't think it was quite that bad, but yeah, you did tell that story.
And another story I'm not sure if I told. I'm not even sure if I told this to anyone, including you guys. But one time I was at Love Field and I was trying to rent a car.
Oh, you just told me.
Seconds ago. You're Well, Jerry, we're sorry about the loss, and congratulations on 60 Minutes. In fact, we're about to break down that whole feature coming up next.
That's coming up next?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, stay tuned.
I'll try to get Jerry Jr. tuning off of Radio Disney and on over to you guys.
All right. We'll see you, Jerry.
Good morning.
Hang in there. There's the fake Jerry with us. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And, yes, Jerry was featured on 60.